Morning, Rabbi Yisrael. Before we go back to Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion, who we started to discuss yesterday about his visit to Rabbi Yosef ben Kismar, Rabbi Yosef ben Kismar's fears for him, but I just wanted to go back a couple of days to Rabbi Akiva, because we discussed the third of the Harugei Malchus, Rabbi Akiva, and I mentioned that Elio Anovi and Rabbi Yoshua Hagarasi came to collect his body from the palace where, or the place where he was killed, and they took him to a certain place. We had a discussion about exactly how he was buried, and I said to you under my breath that the other person besides Elio Anovi was Rabbi Yoshua Hagarasi. I don't know who he was. I'll try and find out for you. So I looked it up. Two things to mention, by the way. One is that, to remind us, the Rabbi Akiva was killed on Yom Kippur. Pashtus on Leil Yom Kippur, maybe on Erev Yom Kippur, but Rabbi Akiva was killed on Yom Kippur. And some say that that's the reason why, at the beginning of Kol Nidre, we say three times, Oy Zoru Al HaTzadik, Uli Yishrei Leiv Simcho, and the Sofei Tevis of Oy Zoru Al HaTzadik, Uli Yishrei Leiv Simcho, is Reish, as in Rebbe, and then Akiva. Akiva with a hey, actually. But Akiva can be spelled as spelled in Gemara either with a hey or with an aleph. We normally spell it with an aleph, but it can be spelled with a hey. So Reish Akiva is Sofetevus Oizuro Latzatik Lishreiv Simcha. So Mishtav Kavona, if you like, that remember the Neshama of Rabbi Akiva as Yom Kippur comes in. Who was Rabbi Yeshua Hagarasi? Rabbi Yeshua Hagarasi was his Talmud. The Gemara tells us that Rabbi Yeshua Hagarasi was a Talmud who was allowed to come into his cell and to bring him supplies. And Pashtus, the Mephoshim, discuss this, and they say, and it's very Negei Lamaisa, that they say that Rabbi Akiva was a bit, he was kept in a cell, and he was kept in order to be one of the Asura Harugei Malchus, and they were preparing a public execution in a particular gory way for him. And therefore the Romans didn't want to lose him. They didn't want that anything should happen to him. They didn't want him, I mean, for them it would have been it would have destroyed, let's say, their plans for the big public execution of Rabbi Akiva if he would have died of thirst or if he would have died of hunger in the cell. And therefore they allowed Rabbi Yeshua Hagarasi, his Talmud, to come, I don't know, his Talmud or a colleague, but he came in order to, they say Hagarasi means either he came from a place called Geras or Garasi, or that he was a person who ground Garasi and Grishim. Anyway, that's where his name comes from. But Akolpon, this was a servant who brought him everything. The Gemara tells a story, I'm not sure whether it's Gemara or Medrash, but it tells a story that one day Rabbi Yeshua Hagarasi came to his Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva, and brought him water. He brought him water. He used to come every day. He used to be allowed to serve him. And he brought him water. He was stopped on the way in by a Roman guard. And the Roman guard said to him, "That looks like a lot of water. You've got too much water there. I think the water that you're bringing here is in order to soften the ground inside the cell so that you can dig a tunnel." And the Roman poured out half the water. And the Talmud, or I'm not sure whether the Talmud or colleague, Rabbi Yeshua Hagarasi, comes into Rabbi Akiva with only half the water. Rabbi Akiva says, he told him the story of what happened. He told the story to Rabbi Akiva that I lost half the water on the way in because of the Roman guard. So Rabbi Akiva said, "Okay, fine, that's the situation, too bad. Can I have the water because I want to wash Nagelwasser?" So he said to his to the Rebbe, he said, "It's more important that you drink than you wash Nagelwasser. Nagelwasser is midrabbanon. You need to drink, that's important. You need to stay alive, and therefore you should drink rather than wash Nagelwasser." Rabbi Akiva said, "No." Said, says, "Hoiv al divrei chachomim yishchenu chayev misa." Hoiv al divrei chachomim chayev misa. Gemara in Brochus. Again, you can discuss why that should be. But therefore, I will not be over on the divrei chachomim. I would rather die. He said, "I would rather die by my own choice by saying I would rather, you know, and to wash my hands." Yeah, and the Gemara discusses again. There's a discussion there exactly why and what's the heter, etc., etc. But you see, I'll call upon him that thing up. The Mefarshim discuss it, and all I'm saying is that Rabbi Yeshua Agarsi, who was the one who collected his body afterwards together with Rabbi Elio Anovi, was his Talmud or his colleague who was Meshamesh Rabbi Akiva during the period when he was in the cell. But later tomorrow we can go back to Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion.
Dr. Turaway, Northwest London, Wednesday, Tes Zion Tammuz, 1st of July, Reina Rav Rav Eliyahu Rubenstein, Shlita, Rav of Torah's Chaim, getting along with those who are wrong. This week's story was sponsored by Lindishmas, Esther Bas Harav May Ole Asholem, and in honor of the upcoming marriage of Shira Shatichia to Yehuda Shani Neri Yoe, and also sponsored by Lindishmas, Rav Nosson Ben Rav Nosson Halevi, who's from the Brocha, who's Yatsai with last Shabbos, Lindishmas, our esteemed founder. Yosef Dov, Ben Rav Shem, Michal Tzvi, Itzkevitz, Zichrono, Livracho.
So we're quite used to machloikas. We're quite familiar with machloikas. Machloikas in Torah. And the truth is, a lot of the time, so you're hearing a halacha shir, it says Yeshayimrem, and the Achronim say like this, Yeshayim like that. We find some machlokes, okay. And even machlokes Rishonim, so you stand for Kiddush, you sit for Kiddush. No. But the Mishnah says that the quintessential machlokes, the Shem Shemayim, is machlokes Hillel Shammai. And it's sometimes worth reminding ourselves how much was at stake. Just how much was at stake sometimes in the machlokes of the Tanoim. Beis Shammai Matirin and Yevamos. Beis Shammai Matirin Hatzoras L'Achim. Beis Shammai held that there's a mitzvah Yibum to the co-wife, I think if you call that, the Tzara of an Erva. And Beis Hillel says it's awesome. That means, according to Beis Shammai, there is a mitzvah asay here of Yibum to be done. And according to Beis Hillel, it's a Issa Arayos. They have a drosh, which Beis Shammai didn't have. There's an Issa Arayos taking place, a chi of Kores, for which the child, from what Beis Shammai is saying is a mitzvah, that child is a mamzer, with all the halachas.
Why is it a mamzer called
Yibum? Because it's like Arayos. One's not allowed to marry one's sister-in-law, except in a situation where there's a chi of Yibum. And here there's no chi of Yibum, so then you... Says the Mishnah, if Chalitza took place, according to Beis Shammai, it would be possible in a kohana, because it's a proper Chalitza, like a Gerusha to a Kohen. According to Beis Hillel, no. Machshirin, nothing happening. If Nisyabim, if the Yibum takes place, Beis Shammai Machshirin, the child's perfectly good, or Beis Hillel Poisim, there's a Mamza. Says the Mishnah, Afa Pisha Elu Oisrim Ve'elu Matirin, even though this machloikas was so basic. I'm trying to think about that. That's we stand for Kiddush, you sit for Kiddush. Try and think how big a machloikas that is. Elu poisim ve'elu machshimin. Lo nimnu be shamay milisa noshim be selah. They still made shidduchim between each other. They still made shidduchim between be shamay and be selah. And likewise, machloikas about tumah and tahara, which they had, they still would lend to each other the kelim, even though, knowing full well that there were halachas which the one side, Beis Shammai held, or Beis Hillel held, according to that is Tomei, according to that is Torah, and vice versa, they still would lend kelim to each other. And they still made shidduchim with each other, despite the fact that there were, within Mishpachas Beis Shammai, you say, there were, or Tamide Beis Shammai, there were those to whom it's also to marry. Says the Gemara, it wasn't simply an academic machloikas. In practice, they kept these halachas. And the only way this worked was they would let each other know. They would say, when it comes to a shidduch, on the resume it would be, according to you, Beis Hillel, you can't marry. You can't make such a shidduch. Says the Gemara in Yudalad, Le nimnu Beis Shammai me lissa noshim me Beis Hillel, and Le Beis Hillel me Beis Shammai. Both sides would be perfectly happy to make shidduchim with the other. Lelamedcha, says the Gemara, Shechibah V'reus noyhagim zebose. That with these machlokes, and again, foundational, fundamental, hugely significant machlokes, the chibba v'reus noyhagim zebose. There was a fondness, there was a closeness, there was a friendship, there was a warmth one to another. Lekayim mashanema, to fulfill the pasuk, ho emes v'hashalom ehovu. To love, emes and shalom. Ho emes v'hashalom ehovu. If your avas ho emes is interfering with your avas hashalom, there's a problem. And likewise, if your avas hashalom interferes with your avas ha emes, there's a problem. If sometimes a person is so emistic, it's so important that the halacha is correct, that we follow correctly, that shalom falls to the wayside. Or the other way around. You're so busy trying to keep shalom, that's receiving too great a focus, that the one's avas ha-emes falls apart. It's ha-emes v'ha-shalom ehovu, which Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel achieved. And it's not only, it's important to know, it's not only with the Chachmei HaMasorah, the Tanoim, this type of machlokes. There's a Gemara in Kiddushin, Amr Bichir Ba'aba, Filo Ha'av Benoi. Even a father and his child. Harav the Talmidai, a Rav and his Talmud. She'oiskin b'teira b'shai echad, who are oisak in teira in a particular place. Nasim oyevim ze'ezeh. Whilst they're learning, they are, so to speak, adversaries to one another. Oyev. Adversaries to one another. There's no quarter given. Says Rashi, Mitosha Makshim Zelzeva in Zemakabal Divrize. They ask kashas on each other, and they're not makabal from each other. That means that you don't have to simply, you have your own das, and you develop your own das, and you work through your own side on your own way of seeing things. Even Avon Benoi, even Ravan Talmidoi, on Nasim Oyevim Zelazer, but the Enam Zozim Misham, they don't budge from there, Achanasim Oyevim Zelazer. But it's a machloikas that generates a love for one another. So far, I assume fairly familiar territory. So far, when it's a Beis Shammai and a Beis Hillel, and both sides are macking the other, that they are also they are MS v'hashalom, or Avon Benoi, and they're genuinely seeking to learn Torah. In other words, this is very easy to say when we know that the other sides are sincere. And the other sides are genuinely mevakshe emes, seeking the emes of Torah. So it's taka, you can have such a machlokes. But what do you do, though, when the other side is wrong, genuinely wrong, indisputably wrong, where you know there's sheker on the other side? That's the type of machlokes I want to talk about. I want to say, getting along with those who are wrong. So we're coming down to the 3 weeks. We're going to be here, of course, as we should, a lot about Sinas Chinam. The Gemara in Yuma tells us that it's mipnei Sinas Chinam that the Churban Bayis Sheni occurred, and we don't have Bayis Shlishi. So we're still working on it. And says Rav Moshe Shmuel Shapiro, so the first thing you have to do is, starting point is, let's define our terms, please. We use the phrase Sinas Chinam very often. What does it mean? Sinas chinam. A sinner for nothing? Is that what it means? Is there such a thing as a sinner literally chinam? What does that mean? A person does a gyro? Eeny, meeny, miny, moan. Who to pick to hate? Right? Do the gyro and it falls on Pliny? Right? Ah, I'm going to hate him now. What does that mean? You can't even generate that kind of emotion. Sinas chinam doesn't mean a sinner that's unprovoked. Says Rav Shmuel, the Mepharshim say, Sinas Chinam means a sinner that's provoked. You have reason to hate him. But it's reason which is Shalei Al Pi Torah. It's unjustified. It's unacceptable sinner. That's Sinas Chinam. We're not talking about literally Chinam where there's zero provocation. There's no such thing. You have reason to. But it's reason you're not entitled to have. You're not right to have.
You can't call it chinam.
Huh? You can't call it chinam from the perspective of the Torah.
Right.
From the perspective of the Torah, there is no justification. Chena means upon no basis, no justifiable basis. So the question becomes, if that's the case, in other words, we're not talking about some empty, random hatred for its own sake. And the Gemara in Yuma tells us that in Bayis Sheni, Mikdash Sheni, Sheho you oiskim batoira uba mitzvahs. Has the Gemara carry on? Everyone remembers the first part? Bayis Sheni, when they were oisak in Torah and mitzvahs, ugemilas chasodim, mipnei ma'achorev. Very important point. Oisak in Torah and mitzvahs and gemilas chasodim. They were kind to one another. Mipnei ma'achorev. Because there was sinas chinom there. So the question is obvious. People who are genuinely, and the Yerushalmi takes it even further, how great tzaddikim they were, if they were oisak in Torah and mitzvahs and gemilas chasodim, how do those people have a sinas chinom? An unjustified arbitrary sinah. So there's an atziv in a number of places, but primarily in his psicha opening to his sefer, to Hamik Dover, beginning of Bereshis. Bilam, last week, Bilam said in the state of Nevuah, Tomos Nafshi Mois Yeshorim. In a state of Nevuah, he saw and his nefesh, he wanted, craved, Tomos Nafshi Mois Yeshorim, to be zeicher to this type of misa which the Yeshorim received. Who are the Yesharim? There's two psukim in Nach, one in Yeshua, I think one in Malachim, that refer to a Sefer HaYosha. Sefer HaYosha. What's a Sefer HaYosha? The Gemara in Avodah Zarah says, Sefer HaYosha, Zeh Sefer Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, who are Yesharim. So Bereshis, Sefer Bereshis, is referred to as a Sefer HaYosha. In what sense was Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov Yesharim? And what is a Yosha above Tzaddik and Chosid? Says the Netziv, Yosha is a step above Tzaddik and Chosid in that one is able to get along with those who are not good. So Avraham had the ability to handle with Lot, to put himself in danger, to rescue a Lot, to daven on behalf of a Sodom, and Yitzchak with Abimelech, and Yaakov with Lavan. And even though Avraham had every... And if he says a medrash, means the whole world was on one side, he's on the other side, ideologically completely opposed to everybody around him, yet still able to get along with, to handle with, live amongst, coexist with those around them, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, those around them who were Rishayim, Ovdei Avodah Zarah. In Hazinu, so there's a pasuk that Tzidik Adin, Hatzur Tomim Pa'aloi, Kichod Rochem, Mishpat, Kele, Muna, Bein, Ovo, Tzadik, V'yoshahu. Explains in a tzir from Chazal that the Kele of Tzadik, V'yoshahu is a Tziduk Hadin for the Churban Bayis Sheni. It goes through early in the Pasuk, Tziduk Hadin for Bayis Rish, and it goes through the Psukim. Oh, but the Tzadik, V'yoshahu is a Tziduk Hadin for Churban Bayis Sheni. Because next Pasuk, end of the Pasuk, it was a dor ikesh of salto, a crooked and twisted dor. In what sense was Bayis Sheni a dor ikesh of salto? Like we just said, they were tzaddikim, they were oiske Torah, umetzus, and gemilas chasadim. But they were dor ikesh of salto in this getting along with, being able to interact with, and coexist with those who were wrong. Those who were not keeping Yiddishkeit, says the Netziv, the way they held, Yiddishkeit had to be kept. And therefore, the Tziduk Hadin for that is Tzaddik V'yosha, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu is a Yosha. And, says the Netziv, I have to quote this directly, he says, because of the Sinas Chinam which was in their heart, they were choshed, anybody who they saw, Shanoik Shloike Datum B'yiras Hashem, anybody who was going about their Yiddishkeit in a way which they felt was not the correct way to do, they were tzaddikim and an apikoros, which led to all kinds of fighting and went and all the way through to Shvichas Domim. And about this was the tzaddik din, quote from the Nesiv, Shakodish Baruch Hu Yoshahu, Hakodish Baruch Hu is Yosha, the Einoi Soivel Tzaddikim Ka'il, and cannot be Soivel Tzaddikim like that. Ela Ba'oifen Shaholchim Baderech Hayosha, unless they're able to go Baderech Hayosha, Gam Bahalichus Olam, also in their worldly interactions, V'loi Bakmimus. Afal gav shehu l'shem shemayim, even when it's l'shem shemayim. And said Ramosha Shmuel, that this is one of the goyimim, one of the causes of sinas chinam. I quote: when one is noyeg b'chumras, one takes on chumras, one can be choshed somebody else who's not noyeg those chumras, that he's mezalz b'halachas, and you start to put the other person down. And he says, we've already seen, he doesn't elaborate, we've already seen kehilos shleimos shechorvu b'shvil zeh, that were destroyed because of this problem. She'echot hitel atzmai, one was matted to themselves, listener sasheni, to hate the other, b'shul eizu chumra shunayeg bov lo yasheni, because of some chumra that one side kept and the other one didn't. They were hit to Atzmam to look down upon them, put them down, and lead to sinner. The Avshach HaKadosh, in Parshas Kedoshim, the Apostle says, Lo sisna es achicha bilvavecha. Issa, to have sinner for another yid. Bilvavecha. Two vases. So al derech the Mishnah, in Peretes of Brachas, that we have a mitzvah that say to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'avta Hashem lekecha b'chol, Levavcha, two vases, says the Mishnah, Bishnei Yitzarach, the two vases, the two hearts you have. One the Yitzhar Tov, one the Yitzhara. We have to love a Kodesh Baruch with everything. So, Ashach HaKadosh Mefarsh, Sisna Esachicha Bilvavecha, not to have a sinner, Bishnei Yitzarecha. Whether it's the Yitzhara motivating the sinner, or the Yitzhar Tov motivating the sinner. I'll tell you something amazing. In 1885, the Alter von Kelm, had his Talmud Torah at the time in Grubin. He moved from Kelm to Grubin, and it looked like, and in fact we know how it played out, indeed the Talmud Torah in Grubin had to close down, and then he moved back to the base of Talmud in Kelm. But at the time, he was still hoping that the Talmud Torah at Grubin would not need to close down. And so there was this letter, a copy of which I have, but I doubt it was printed in those, on a computer in those days, which the Alter distributed and put up on the notice board in the base of Talmud as the Hachana le'Elol Tof Resh Mem Vav. This was the Hachana for Elol. There's a michtav, it was a letter to the base of Talmud in Grubin. And you can imagine the base of Musa of the Alter von Kelm and Elol, what the work is going to be like, how intense the avoider was. So he says, it looks like, unfortunately, could well be that Chalila, Beis HaTalmud, Haniskov, Noita, Limoit, Chas V'Shalom, looks like it could be the Beis HaTalmud is going to get closed down. Hopefully not, but we still have to prepare ourselves in case Chas V'Shalom, Zazman, indeed, in case Chas V'Shalom, indeed, the Beis HaTalmud closes down, in which case the Talmidim will have to then be dispersed, to go back to various homes, be put up in various homes, to go back to the various villages and towns, wherever they came from, leave the base of Madrash. We have to prepare for it. So he says, Alkein Zerishis Dova, this is the first thing, Ashal Zer Yosef V'Yelich Kol Hachonas Ha'elol HaKadosh. The entire Hachona, the Avoida, in the base of Talmud, of Elol, that year, everything is going to be saved around the following, Hainu. Shenochin ato, we prepare ourselves now. Eich lichyos, how to live. Af bein anoshim, sherechoikim anachnu midayoseim. Also amongst, I mean, it's very nice when we're together, all of a similar mind in the same Beis HaMedrash, but we need to start preparing ourselves how to live af bein anoshim sherechik menachnu b'deyasein, also amongst people who are very far from our ways of thinking. V'anachnu tzrichim lichyei simon, but we still need to live amongst them ba'ava v'achva. The imkol zeh b'libeinu, in our hearts, b'deyasein, in our minds, tzrichim anachnu deyas rechikim mehem. We still have to be distant from them. He said to spend the elul working on how to balance, on the one hand, in our minds, in our hearts, being rochik from another person. We have our emunah, we have our beliefs, what we understand is the correct thing to do, and nevertheless, to be able to live amongst them, lichris imohem, ba'ava va'achva. And he committed an entire elul's avoida to try to achieve. Yes.
What was the else referring to? The Yidden who were trying to
practice. Yidden. No, the Talmidim were going to live amongst, go into the towns and the villages of people who were, how should we put it, not necessarily friends of the yeshiva approach or the Musar approach and so on. The many Yidden who weren't from, and many Yidden who were, if anything, were opposed to, and to be able to live amongst them whilst, and that's the avoid of a Yid. To be different, to be apart, but to coexist. But avav, not just coexist, tolerate, you know, put up with, but avav achva. How can one do this? That's the question. How the maisa does one do this? So I'll tell you a number of stories, very different people, but there's a common denominator. So one story, it's got two versions, probably it's two different stories. One story which I remember hearing is like this. Representative or some in America, or a political person in America, had gone to see the Satmar Rebbe for whatever inyan that was irrelevant at the time. And as you can imagine, they get prepped. He'd had his briefing, and he knew that the Satmar Rebbe was not pro-Israel, state of Israel. And so he was quite surprised when he got there that the Satmar Rebbe thanked him, because this same fellow, this same politician, had been very instrumental in trying to influence that the Americans would release some fighter jets to give to the Israeli army to be able to use. And when he got there, the Satmar Rebbe thanked him for his efforts on behalf of to get those fighter jets over to Israel. And being briefed, this politician said to Rebbe, but I thought you were anti-Zionist. To which the Rebbe responded, oh, that's a disagreement in the family. But nobody wants to see any family member get hurt. A second story, version of it, which my father just confirmed, spoke to various senior families in Satmar, this one's well known, is a fellow called Tip O'Neill. Interesting name. Tip O'Neill, he was the Speaker of the House of Representatives in 1977 to 87, something like that. And he went to see the Satmar Rebbe, and he, having been briefed that Satmar Rebbe was anti-Zionist, so he felt free to make some criticisms that he had of the state of Israel. And he said what he felt he wanted to say, criticizing him. And the Rebbe pushed back strongly and refuted all of his points, shlugged him up. After he left, the Hasidim around were a little bit, Rebbe, please explain. You just defended Israel. To which he responded, again, that's a disagreement in the family. But you don't take your family disagreements out of the family. Second story, in Boston, there was a Yid who was going collecting door to door for his daughter was getting married, Knossos Kala, a Yid from Eretz Yisrael, and he comes to one of the doors of a Talmid of Rabbi Yosher Ber of Boston, Rabbi Yosher Ber Soloveitchik, and this this Bala Bas recognized a fellow collecting, that's me how, recognized a fellow collecting. He was a very notorious Naturi Kartanik from Israel, from Eretz Israel, I should say. And as you can imagine, recognizing this fellow was, this Boston Bala Bas, in no uncertain terms told him he was not welcome. To which the fellow collecting, the Shulach, said to him, well, it would appear that your Rav doesn't agree with you. And he pulled out of his pocket a check from Rav Soloveitchik for a very sizable amount of money. Well, as is sometimes the case, this Talmud felt he had to rush around to the Rav to help him see the mistake he'd made. And so he rushes around to Rav Soloveitchik. And he says to him, do you realize that this fellow you just gave that check to, if you'd be going to Eretz Yisrael now, he'd be picketing against you, he'd be protesting against you. To which Rav Soloveitchik replied, yes, of course, I know that. But he came for Hachnasas Kala. What's one got to do with the other? Third story, briefly. Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein, in an interview, told over that when he was a young boy, a young bacha, he was close with Rabbi Aryeh Levine, Tzaddik of Yerushalayim, Rabbi Yashar Shver. And he said that one time, he went with Rabbi Aryeh to negotiate with the British, a while back, the release of a member of the Naturi Karta who somehow had got imprisoned in the military prison of the British. He says, it took us a long time, a lot of time, he's a little boy and he was accompanying Rabbi Aryeh. It took us a lot of time and effort to get to the prison. And once we got there, it took hours more to secure his release. But when he walked free, I'm just telling you what he says, okay? When he walked free, the man covered his eyes and refused to look at Rav Aryeh, saying, Osele staka b'fnei Rosha. There's a bracket here in the article as it's printed, which I don't know if Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein said it, or if the editor put this in, I don't know, bracket, a reference to Aryeh Levine's close relationship with Rav Kook. Zecher Tzadik. At the time, that's what it puts in the brackets. I don't know if Rabbi Yitzchak himself said that, it's not the point. At the time, recalls Rav Zilberstein, it really hurt me. And I exclaimed to Rav Aryeh, does the chiyuv of Abbas Yisrael go so far? I mean, how far? He says, incredibly, Rabbi Aryeh's response was one of surprise. And he turned to me, he looked me in the eye, and he simply said, but he's a Yid. But he's Jewish. He said, Rabbi Yitzchak said, Rabbi Aryeh Levine's gaze, as he said that, accompanies me all the time. 70 or so years later, when he's telling over this story in the interview. A number of different stories with a common denominator. One doesn't love and get on with one's closest relatives because you happen to be philosophically aligned. Because you happen to see eye to eye in various ideological matters. And all of us can be fond of a close relative, be he slightly eccentric, be he the slightly problematic close relative. It isn't the point. It isn't the point. At the most basic core level, we are family. And we have to bring the circle closer and narrower. The circle's too wide. We've allowed the circle to get too wide. We need to bring it back closer to immediate family. And when it comes to immediate family, you can have those who you don't see eye to eye with, who you don't have the same shitters as, who you don't follow the same rebbes as, and afal pi kein, underlying all of that at the base level, but it's mishpacha. And at the base level, when it's mishpacha, one is able to get along even with those who are wrong. Shkoyach.